Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. So glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind that glass lies a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Well, we started today with one very nervous Sean Palmer and one very, positive Seth Kamen, in which we went to an NCAA selection Sunday, where I was incredibly nervous. Seth was incredibly on even ground where he knew he was getting in, but who knew where? He didn't know where, probably a 4, a 3, maybe a 5. Never really sure, but this was one of the more anxious selection Sundays I've ever had. 19-13 Syracuse, losers of their last 3, losers of 6 of their last 7. I was hoping for the play-in game. And when I got off the train after visiting my niece and nephew, which completely calmed me down, although pretty much bruised every part of my body, I was hit with Syracuse will play Monmouth in the play-in game. And I was like, yes, okay, we got in. And then I was told, no, that's just it. So here we are. I'm watching the two-hour selection show, which was about 1 hour and 58 minutes too long. And Syracuse is a 10 seed. How did I find that out? At 5:45, 6 o'clock? Eric Rosenthal, congratulations. You leaked the bracket. Seth, have you ever seen a leaking of a bracket before? Ever?
No. You've taken the most enjoyable thing I have all year when it comes to sports and absolutely butchered it. Now, not quite butchered it in the same degree that the committee butchered this. This is a disgusting draw. And we'll go into that in more detail later on. But, and look, you know, I guess if I had to listen to what to read the to read it or to listen to Charles Barkley talk about college basketball for 35 minutes, I prefer the leakage. But it was sad. You know, for the last 35 years, probably 30 years, I have anticipated, enjoyed, and just kind of waited for that moment when you randomly hear that team. You know, when you have those, you know, when you have the St. Mary's or you have the Syracuses or you have the Tulsas, whatever the hell Tulsa's doing in this bracket. And this was all gone because after the first, Maryland was the 15 mentioned. So there wasn't much for me to be concerned about, but it was disappointing to go on Twitter and suddenly see that I already had the bracket in front of me. You know, the players already knew, the adrenaline's kind of gone once you know what's going on already. And so, you know, I guess I am embarrassed for CBS Sports. Number one, for having it leaked. For number two, for whatever that abomination was, that was their selection show. Sometimes easier and simpler is better.
If you'd like to call in 760-283-0846, and we'll go through our bracket. We're going to start at about 7:15 going through our bracket, but we need to touch upon this a little bit more. We figure the bracket will take about a half hour. We'll have about 15 minutes to talk about the beginning of free agency in the NFL at the end, and we'll wrap it up. So that's the way our show is going to go today. But are you embarrassed by the bracket? I definitely said last week I didn't think Syracuse belonged in unless they beat Pittsburgh. I said it last week. And them and Pittsburgh are both 10 seeds. So you have that. Tulsa's in. Not really sure Tulsa belongs in. Michigan's in. Not really sure Michigan belongs in. Monmouth's definitely not in. Not sure Monmouth didn't belong in. I'm more embarrassed by the show. Have you ever been nauseated by a show as much as a two-hour selection show that CBS put on today? I mean, I only watched the last hour. I got off the train at 6 o'clock.
So you missed the Charles Barkley. You missed that for Charles's predictions on the first round, on Kansas's region, I guess, whatever it is,
yeah,
in the South. And look, Charles is extraordinarily entertaining as an NBA as a studio guy. Charles is not a college basketball guy.
Yep.
My feelings on Charles, I have no interest in Charles Barkley's opinions on college basketball. And it's not like I can shut it off because there's nothing else on. You know, you're not going to put on anything else until you know what's going on. It went for 30 minutes. It was horrible. It was silly. It was ridiculous. It was so elongated that they didn't let him do the last three regions. And I shouldn't say I don't like the Rockets. You know, we'll get into that in detail a little bit later. But I find it sad. You know, as I said, this is something I look forward to every year. And that's on that Sunday in March, especially now when I'm working 7 days a week and I get to sit back and enjoy for an hour or two. Instead, in 30 seconds, I have it on my Twitter. And yes, you can avoid it, but realistically, can you? You can't. Post it on Twitter. I'm more embarrassed for CBS. How did this get leaked? Who thought this was, I don't know how, where it came from. I don't know how it was done. You know, I have no idea. But it angers me and it saddens me. It doesn't anger me, it just saddens me. But at the end of the day, I'll forget about it. By this time tomorrow, it'll be forgotten.
Seth, do you think it really will be? I mean, next year we're going to have the same issue. Or we're going to have something along those lines where people are going to remember this. Is it really a case of that it's going to be forgotten?
I think there'll be more detail. Actually, Darren Revelle, the sports guy, just wrote, with stakes involved, wouldn't be surprised if CBS launches an investigation into possible hacking of Complete Bracket. Interesting. I am very curious to see how this plays out and see if there's anything to, you know, see if this is anything, if there's anything to this. I don't know. I have no idea. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I like to think that this is a one-time anomaly. But, you know, who knows?
I am trying to reach out to Eric Rosenthal right now and see whether he would be willing to come on our radio show and discuss this. So we'll see. But I don't care what. CBS really can't say anything else, can they? They really can't say, well, it happened and we're going to go about our own business. They have to investigate. They have to go do their diligence. But at the same point, okay. I mean, I don't see anything coming out of this whatsoever. 760-283-0846. 760-283-0846. We would love to hear your take on it, whether you enjoyed the show more in the fact that you knew who was coming on and the fact that you didn't have to listen to Charles Barkley or Doug Gottlieb, who, once again, is the bane of Syracuse's existence. I mean, you know what? I agree with him. You lose against St. John's, you probably shouldn't be in the bracket, but we are. Okay, moving on. You don't have to strictly point out Syracuse, and Doug Gottlieb has always done that. So, sorry. But you were following Dickie V's Twitter a little bit during this. And what were some of the comments coming out of that? You told me that this was all over his Twitter feed.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much people were talking about the potential Kentucky-Indiana matchup 15 minutes before it was released. Now, I have no idea if Vitale reads his Twitter or not. I have no idea. But, it was kind of funny. And as I said, kind of frustrating. And that'd be the kind of thing I don't really need to read on the computer. I just like to very much watch it when it's announced by Greg Gumbel or by Ernie Johnson or whoever's doing it.
Well, the tweet of the day to me is Sharon Sprague wrote, "I'm pretty excited for the cereal about the bracket week." Bracket week. That'll be interesting. But, all right. I mean, we might as well get right down to it and look at our look at our NCAA tournament picks at this point. I mean, you have any disagreement with the four number one seeds?
Yep, I do. I would not have had Virginia. I would have had Michigan State. I would have had Michigan State over Virginia or over Oregon. You know, Oregon, as good as they looked this past week, but you know, look, they were an incredibly stupid play away from losing the semifinals against Arizona. They're a very talented team. According to my wife, they have a good mascot. I don't see them as a top four team in the country. I would have had Michigan State over either Oregon or Virginia. Probably Michigan State would have been my three, Virginia would have been my four.
Okay. So let's go into it. I mean, we have now these picks are obviously subject to review over the course of the week. We'll post our picks on the Seventh Show on Sports Radio Facebook page, as we normally do. But let's get right into it. So I think you probably have Kansas over Austin Peay.
As much fun as it would be to take the governors. And God knows Kansas needs a new governor, but that's not going to happen. Kansas eat pretty easily.
Colorado, Connecticut.
I like UConn simply because I don't really like UConn. Again, they may have gone in based on a 65-foot jump shot or chuck a couple days ago, but I always like UConn. UConn in the tournament is always a dangerous proposition. I have no expectation of Colorado, so I'll go with UConn.
I agree with that. I assume that you're going to take your Terps over South Dakota State.
I am going to take my Terps over the Jackhammers, yes.
Okay. I will as well. So far, we're 4-for-4, 3-for-3. California and Hawaii.
It's a bit surprised to see California as a 4 seed. According to Charles Barkley, they're the second most talented team in the country behind North Carolina. Now, while they do have two freshman lottery picks in Ivan Rapp and Jalen Brown, a 4 seed shocks me a little bit. I have them over Hawaii.
Okay. I do as well. I don't think that's also much of a surprise. Arizona, first of all, you pick Vanderbilt or Wichita State in the playing game?
Wichita State.
Okay, I will forever pick Wichita State. So Wichita State as well. Do you have them over Arizona? Because I do not.
I do.
Okay. So
Wichita State
over Arizona.
Yes.
Okay. Any particular reason why?
If Fred VanVleet and Ron Baker had been healthy the entire season, there would have been no question that they would have been much higher than an 11 seed. They're probably the best backcourt in the country. Arizona has just not had a typical Arizona year.
Okay.
You know, having lost, they lost in two Final Eights consecutively the last 2 years to Wisconsin. They lost a lot of talent, and I think Wichita State. I like Wichita State.
Okay. Next matchup is Miami of Florida versus Buffalo.
As much as I like the Buffalo Bears, I gotta go with the Hurricanes.
As will I. Iowa versus Temple. I like Temple.
Iowa is a dangerous team, but they have been playing really bad. And Temple always gives teams trouble. I'll go with Temple as well. Plus, I really want to see a Temple Villanova Palestra
As do I, and I think you're going to get that. So Villanova playing Temple in Brooklyn. Which may be
kind of
one
a really
of the better
cool...
sec. What's that?
Yeah, that may be a game worth venturing out for. That's a really good game.
It is. Would you take Nova over? Would you take Temple over Nova?
No. I never loved Nova as a tournament team, but not over. Not this is not a great Temple team.
So you have Miami versus Wichita State, and I have Arizona there.
Okay, I'm going with Miami over Wichita State. It's a good a solid Miami team.
And I'm going Miami over Arizona. So we're back to where we were before. Maryland and Cal.
Oh, I like the Terps. I'm feeling a little bit more encouraged, even though we lost to Michigan State yesterday. If we play defense like that, we're going to be extremely difficult to beat. When you don't make a basket.
Yeah, but your next round is not as
It's not a horrible matchup for us, though.
Okay, well, that's
and
assuming you're picking Connecticut to lose to Kansas.
I'll explain why we'll get there.
So you're picking Connecticut to lose to Kansas.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now we're there. Kansas, Sweet 16 in Louisville, Maryland against Kansas.
Here's the thing, and it's funny. Doug, I was thinking about this as soon as I saw it, and as much as you may hate Gottlieb, this is not a very talented Kansas team. They play very well as a team. Maryland has even Calvin probably has more talent than Kansas does. You're looking at probably 3 or 4 first-round picks from Maryland. You're looking at probably none from Kansas. I find it hard to take Maryland over Kansas, but I don't think this is a gimme game at all for Kansas. If Maryland plays the way they did the 2 games in the tournament, again, an if, because they have been lousy the last month of the season. I could see us winning this game, but, I mean, I think you have to go with Kansas right now.
Well, I think I could see you winning this game because there are no – we've said this before. There are no dominant teams in the NCAA this year, period.
Yeah.
There's no absolute number one team. No chance. And, in this tournament, more than most, I would say that any team can beat any team. I really do believe that. And I'm going to pick a couple upsets to that effect, just not this one. I'm going to pick Kansas over Maryland as well. So now we have Kansas versus Miami. And
we haven't even taken Miami over Villanova yet. Sean,
hold on. Did I jump? I jumped.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Miami versus Villanova. I'm taking Nova. I'm sorry.
And I'm taking Miami.
Okay. And I'm taking Kansas over Villanova.
And I'm taking Kansas over Miami.
So we're both at the same point, Kansas in the Final Four. Okay, moving down to the West. It's the bottom left for those people following at home. Oregon and the winner of Holy Cross and Southern.
I'd like to see a 116, I don't quite see it here. Oregon to the second, to the whatever round you want to call it.
As do I. St. Joe's and Cincinnati. I am taking St. Joe's.
St. Joe's looked very good today, winning the tournament. And they're kind of I like St. Joe's, and I think it's an interesting matchup with Oregon going forward.
Baylor and Yale.
Nice to see Yale.
I think it's going to be much closer.
Too bad I don't think that this is, if you're going to go over 5-12, and I don't think this is the 5. I don't think there's a 5-12 upset in this tournament. I just don't.
Okay.
This would be the one I would think of, but I do like Baylor. I think they're very solid.
As do I. UNC Wilmington. Now, I may pick a 4-13. It's not going to be this one, though. Although I do like I like UNC, but I don't think Duke lasts another round. I think this is the end of the Dukies right here.
Yeah,
but I do have them winning the first round.
I'm a little confused how a 23-10 Duke team that really didn't do very much this year ended up with a 4 seed. Not saying that we should have gotten it. But I think they're a bit, I think Indiana probably warranted it more. I don't believe they belong there. I think Oregon, for whatever reason, got a very good draw, even as a lowest number one seed. I do like Duke to beat Wilmington.
Just so you know, the tweet just came out. Well, the NCAA March Madness tweet came out as to the 1 through 68 teams, how they beat everybody.
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, Maryland was 19. Syracuse was 39, which I think is incredibly high. And Tulsa was 45, which I still think was incredibly high.
Well, because Tulsa was the last team in, all of these other teams are play-in teams, are conference champions. But I look at this, and I find this insane. Utah, who lost by 35 last night, is 11. Duke at 13, Kentucky, who won the SEC, I would think would have been higher than 15. Indiana, who was brilliant at the end of the year, 17. I don't like it. I'm not impressed at all with this.
Okay, so let's keep going because we should do that. Texas and Northern Iowa. What's that? Texas and Northern Iowa. I will take the Longhorns.
I will run with Northern Iowa.
A&M versus Wisconsin-Green Bay, I will run with A&M.
As will I. Unfortunately, as I said, although the Texas-Texas A&M matchup is kind of cool to me, I do think Northern Iowa, who Ben Jacobson every year has his team stacked, I think they'd be good. I think Texas has been too inconsistent for me.
Oregon State, VCU. I don't like VCU in this tournament, and I am taking Gary Payton the second here.
As am I. I'm not a real big believer in VCU, and I didn't think they belonged.
Oklahoma versus Cal State.
That's fine. That's Oklahoma.
Okay, so we're back to Oklahoma, Oregon State.
I am going with Oklahoma.
As am I. By the skin of their teeth.
Yeah, I'm not overwhelmed with that. I think Peyton's going to give heel. I think Peyton's going to guard heel, and that's going to give him fits. And as a jump shooting team, when your best player can't shoot, is being guarded by the defensive player of the year, I think they're going to have some problems in this game.
Northern Iowa against Texas A&M. I have A&M. Even against Texas, I have A&M.
Yeah, I have A&M against both as well.
Okay. Duke against Baylor. I have Baylor.
As do I.
St. Joe's against Oregon. I am picking St. Joe's.
Really? Bias right there. I am going
Seriously?
With Oregon. I am going with Oregon.
Okay. It's in Spokane, and that made me change my mind over the course of a week.
I don't know.
Either
been,
one of them.
Having been to Spokane, no, nobody has a home. That's the middle of nowhere. Nobody from Oregon wants to go to Spokane either.
To be fair, I don't have either one of these guys going to the Final Four. So,
no.
Okay, so you have Oregon. So Oregon versus Baylor in what would be the highlighter matchup.
Yeah, I have Baylor.
Okay, so you have Oregon losing anyway.
Yes.
Hold on a second. I want to make sure. Okay. Nobody call. If you want to call in, 760-283-0846. 760-283-0846. New time. For the next month or so, the Seth and Sean Sports Radio Show, 7:00 on Sundays. Okay, where are we? So after the highlighter game, we have
Texas A&M Oklahoma.
Texas A&M Oklahoma. I have A&M winning this game.
As do I. And then we have
and the funny
A&M
thing
versus.
Is, now here's the interesting thing. And I know people myself included, knock Syracuse for being in this tournament. But they beat A&M. They beat A&M early, but they still beat A&M in the Battle of Atlantis. So all three of those other teams in the Battle of Atlantis, I believe, are in the NCAA tournament. And they beat all of them. So not to say that they deserve it, but this may be something that, look, they beat UConn, who's a 9 seed, A&M, who's a 3 seed. I mean, they beat some quality teams. They may have been early, but I know the NCAA takes the whole body of work, right? That's the point. So you have to count the early games the same as you count the late games. Okay. So now you have, I believe, Baylor against Oregon, and you have Baylor. So,
right. So I have Baylor and A&M.
And I have St. Joe's. So St.
Right.
Joe's against Baylor, and I have Baylor as well. So it's Baylor versus A&M, and I have A&M.
As do I.
Great.
They're deep. They're big. They're a tough team. And I just I
so
think it's a good,
two.
I think it's a relatively easy bracket.
So basically we're 2 for 2. It's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. North Carolina, first of all, do you have Florida Gulf Coast or do you have Fairleigh Dickinson?
I'm a Jersey boy. I'm going Fairleigh Dickinson.
Okay. I'm going to take Florida Gulf Coast because I don't think it matters. North Carolina against Fairleigh Dickinson.
Yeah, I'm going with UNC.
And this is why it doesn't matter. Okay. Southern Cal versus Providence. I am taking Providence.
As am I. Great job by Andy Enfield getting a team that was supposed to be preseason top. Bottom of the Pac-10 to the tournament. The best player in this game is Chris Dunn. New England Providence has struggled. I do think they can get past the 8-9 game.
I agree. Indiana versus Kentucky, which is a great – well, sorry, Indiana versus Chattanooga. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, we're both, I'm going Indiana and Kentucky. It's fine. Good to see Stony Brook make the tournament for the first time, but I'm good.
Agreed. Notre Dame versus – first of all, Michigan or Tulsa?
Michigan.
Okay. Notre Dame versus Michigan. In a great matchup. I like this matchup, and I'm going to take Michigan.
I am going to take Michigan as well.
This is not fair. You cannot keep taking my upsets. Go
it's
on.
Not really. These aren't huge upsets here. West Virginia over Stephen F. Austin. And then you have, I'm assuming you're going with the Mountaineers.
I am.
Wisconsin
and Pittsburgh. This, I think, is a very tough matchup for Wisconsin. I really do. I'm going to pick Pittsburgh in this game.
I am going to stick with Wisconsin, who's been pretty hot through the end of the season. And then I have them playing, and then we have Xavier. I have both.
Right.
I have Xavier over Weber State.
And I have Xavier over Pittsburgh, so I don't think it matters.
Yeah, and I have Xavier over Wisconsin.
Okay.
So going back
so
up,
now it's
West Virginia
versus West Virginia and Michigan. You have West Virginia?
I do.
I'm going to take Michigan because, again, I don't think this matters. Kentucky and Indiana.
It's very funny when you look at this game. You know, over the years, we all see, you know, the big names play each other, and they're not really that exciting of a matchup because teams are overrated. Teams are over, you know, just the name kind of says it all. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal second round matchup. Indiana is probably the second best team in the Big Ten this year. Extremely well. And I probably like either of these teams over North Carolina. I'm going to go with Kentucky.
So looking at these at Twitter right now, Bob Lee says perhaps the bracket was not actually labeled top secret when it was emailed from the private server.
No.
Wow.
You know, I don't really even know what to say to that. Actually, I'm changing my mind. I'm going with Indiana.
And Pitt Coach said, we were wondering what we were going to do for that entire time, and then all of a sudden we knew rather quickly. That's great. I love that.
LSU elects, also LSU electing not to participate in the men's basketball postseason tournament. Good for
I
LSU.
See that.
Good riddance.
Well, would Ben Simmons have even been eligible?
Don't know. I would think so.
Well, I think that's part of it. So if you want to call in 760-283-0846, we have a half hour left. So you are taking Indiana over Kentucky, as am I, and good riddance to John Calipari. Providence and North Carolina. I like North Carolina in this bracket. I am taking them the whole way, so I'll give that up right now. So I have North Carolina over Providence.
I have North Carolina.
And I have North Carolina over Indiana.
I have Indiana over North Carolina.
Wow.
Yay,
we're not going to be the same.
Yeah. There is my Carolina is too inconsistent for me. As good as they looked the last few games, they looked phenomenal against Notre Dame. They beat a very tough Virginia team. But Indiana town does have when their game is on, and what scares me is they're undefeated at home and mediocre as heck on the road. I think the winner of Indiana-Kentucky is going to be Carolina. I just don't know who it's going to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, might I remind you that Seth Kamens also picked North Carolina as the most overrated team in the NCAA this year.
I did. It was not one of my great – it looked good early on. Let's put it that way. can't tell I grew up a Duke fan, can you? Sweet 16 game, West Virginia Xavier, or Michigan Xavier for you, West Virginia Xavier for me.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Xavier.
I'm going to go with West Virginia. And then you
okay.
have Xavier, North Carolina, and you're
And I've already said that I'm taking North Carolina all the way.
And I am taking West Virginia over Indiana.
Down to the last bracket, Virginia versus Hampton.
Yeah, I'm good with Virginia.
Tech versus Butler.
I like Butler. Butler, you know, has obviously had some success in recent times in the tournament. Texas Tech is backing into this tournament. I mean, I don't think they were expected to get in with certainly something as high as an 8 seed. So I like Butler. I think they're playing well.
Okay, Purdue versus Arkansas Little Rock.
I'm going with Purdue.
As am I. First of all, I'm sorry, I did not say whether I picked Butler or Texas Tech. I will take Texas Tech. Iowa State versus Iona.
I'm going to go with Iona. I think Iowa State loses two straight years in the first round.
Okay, and I will pick Iowa State to be a little confrontational. Seton Hall versus Gonzaga. Seton Hall winning the Big East. A great showing for them. Gonzaga making it in, I believe, for the 17th straight year. Who you got here?
I have Seton Hall. They played exceptionally well in beating Nova in a heck of a game last night.
I would agree. Utah versus Fresno. And you don't like Utah after last night's game.
I don't like Utah. The three seed. I don't mind Utah as a team. I kind of like the state. They have really good skiing.
For someone that doesn't ski all that much.
No, I'm retired. But I like Utah.
Okay, I like Utah as well. Okay, Dayton and Syracuse. Boy.
I like Dayton.
All right, am I picking with my head or with my heart?
Doesn't matter. Neither team is beating Michigan State in the next round.
Exactly. So I'll take Syracuse for the win. Yeah. I think they're going to get crushed by Michigan State.
Yeah. Michigan State's playing better than any team in the country right now, in my opinion. Off of two very tough wins over Purdue and over Maryland, I think Michigan State beats Middle Tennessee State and cruises over the winner of Dayton Syracuse.
I agree. So Utah, Gonzaga. Utah, Seton Hall, excuse me.
Where is that game being played? Does anyone know?
In Denver.
Okay, that's not really, I mean, it's helpful, I guess, to Utah. I'm going to go with Utah, yes. Not really. Their 7 foot center pro is kind of a pain in the ass to deal with. So I'm going to go with them.
I am going to take Utah as well. So now we have Purdue versus U of Iona. I have Iowa State. I will take Purdue.
I will take Purdue as well.
Although I'm not very confident in that one. I'll tell you that flat out.
You shouldn't be. Iowa State is a good team, but they just seem to underachieve in the tournament every year.
No, I'm just not confident in Purdue at all.
Oh, ESPN is interviewing your boy right now. Jimmy looks about as happy as Reese Davis is. Interviewing Jim Boeheim right now. I know you're going to want to pause ESPN so you can watch this in about 35 minutes.
Nah, I'm okay with it.
Okay,
I'll see it on the highlights. Honestly, I you know what? I'm in. I don't care. We'll see it later. Not a big deal. Whatever he says, it'll be. Everybody will ask him. So, do you think you deserve to be in? And he'll be like, "Yes."
Yeah.
It's not all that hard.
It's pretty simple.
Have you ever heard a coach say, no, we don't believe to be in? Doesn't happen.
I don't think that goes over well in recruiting.
Right. So Virginia Butler for you. And you don't like Virginia as a one seed. So.
No, but I do think they're a very, very good team. I like
Virginia. And I like Virginia over Texas Tech. So so now we're at Purdue. Wait, where am I?
We're at Purdue.
Purdue, Virginia. Purdue, Virginia.
I'm going with Purdue.
Wow. Okay.
It's a really good matchup for them. Forgetting Malcolm Brogdon, the guard play is going to be difficult. But Virginia plays a pretty slow down game, as does Purdue. Purdue has three guys who are so big between Cal Swanson, A.J. Hammond, and the 7'2" guy, House. I forgot how to pronounce his name. I think they're going to be too big for Virginia. And it's funny, Purdue is always that team that loses in the second round, 62-59. I think this is the year they actually win the game 62-59, something along those lines. Very low scoring, tough game.
Okay. I'm still going to take Virginia. I like them slowing down the pace. I think they do a good job. They did not do a good job against North Carolina. But then again, at the same time, not really sure. I mean, I don't think North Carolina is probably the best team in the ACC and probably the best team on the East Coast to me. So I'm going to take Virginia over Purdue. And now we have, Utah and Michigan State, and I think Michigan State is going to crush everybody in their path.
Yeah, I like Michigan State over I like Michigan State.
Okay. So now we have Michigan State. I have Virginia. You have Purdue. I will say the same thing. I think Michigan State is going to crush anybody in their path.
Well, they won their last two games by 5 points, so I'm not quite sure crush is the right word. But I do like Michigan State to beat Purdue. And they've played two very, very close games. The only thing that gives me pause, well, pause actually the first time they played, because we always say it's difficult to beat teams three straight times in the season. I am going with Michigan State.
For all of those Syracuse fans that are wondering, Syracuse-Dayton tips at 12:15 p.m. Eastern time on Friday. So it'll be a good day to be in the office. I say that. It'll be a good day to be at the Tap House Brewery right next door to the office for lunch.
There you go.
Okay, so now, Virginia, Michigan State for me. I'm sorry, I still have Michigan State. I think we said that. So I have Michigan State in the Final Four. So my Final Four is Michigan State, North Carolina, Texas A&M, and Kansas. So not too original here with these selections.
The only thing I have is a difference is I have West Virginia, not North Carolina.
But you at least have two non-number one seeds. Well, you have three non-number one seeds.
I have three non-number one seeds, and I'm not particularly confident with my other number one seed.
So Kansas over – I have Kansas over an A&M. And again
– as do I.
I don't view Kansas as a great team. But then again, I don't view A&M as a great team either. I don't see any of these teams as top. When you say the champion of this year, you're not putting them in the top 20 of all time. None of them.
No, I'm not putting them in the top 50 of all time.
Well that's kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're not a historic team. They're not Kentucky from last year or Kentucky from the year before or Kentucky from the year before that. They're just not there. So,
no.
So, and then in the East, I have North Carolina and Michigan State, which I think the two best games to me so far are a second round game of Kentucky and Indiana. Or not to say the best games. The games I'm looking most forward to, besides the Syracuse game, is the first Syracuse game, not the second if they win, because that I will not be looking forward to at all. I am really there are three really good games I'm looking forward to that I have in my bracket. Kentucky and Indiana, which I think you and I have both said we think that will be an excellent game. I am looking forward to North Carolina and Michigan State if it works itself out in the Final Four. And I am looking forward to Texas A&M in the second round as well if that works itself out. Those are three games.
Yeah, Kentucky, Indiana is the game I look forward to more than anything else. Kind of running through this quick, just looking on a high level. I can't lie. I really like the idea of Kansas Maryland in the Sweet 16. I do. If we can get to the Sweet 16, it means we'll be playing pretty well. And if we're playing well, I like our chances against anybody. Trying to think of the other game that I really let me see here. A game that I find extremely interesting. I kind of like Miami Villanova. I think that'll be really would be really good. I think Baylor Duke is pretty good. As I said, it's not been a great tournament. A&M Oklahoma is a pretty good matchup. But
it is.
It's not a great because it hasn't been a great year. It, you know the tournament. There's no aura of invincibility with any teams. There's no game I look at, team I look at and say, yeah, you know, Carolina did play really well at the end of the year. Michigan State did play really well at the end of the year. Would you be stunned if they lost to the Carolina lost to the Indiana-Kentucky winner?
No.
No. Would you be stunned if Kansas lost to Maryland?
No, I wouldn't be stunned by any. I think I told you this. Any team can play. Any team can beat any team in this. The one stunning game I would have is if Syracuse could beat Michigan State. I'd be stunned.
Also, to be fair, Fairleigh Dickinson beat North Carolina. I'd be.
Yeah, if Boston Tea beat Kansas, if Southern beat Oregon, if Hampton beat Virginia, I'd be stunned by all of those. 16-1 will stun anybody. But if it's going to happen, you're right. The most stunning one would be North Carolina getting crushed. But, any of these games could happen. We've seen it time and time again that there are upsets in the NCAA tournament that nobody predicts. Remember, I think, what was it? The mathematical chances of getting a perfect bracket are like 1 in a trillion. Just doesn't happen. Yeah. I think one person has ever done it in the ESPN. One. Ever.
I was playing around. As I said, there were quite a few picks I was not overwhelmed with. Michigan getting in that easily shocked me. Vandy getting in surprised me. Syracuse, as you said, not that Syracuse got in. I could see them at the play-in game. But getting in with that much ease, with that much room to spare, surprised me. Tulsa getting in shocked. And I'm looking at bracketmatrix.com. And what it is every website, it looks like, that did a 64 seed, that did their brackets. From ESPN and CBS and Fox, the little ones I've never heard of. And they do an average seeding. Tulsa did not get, not one team, not one person put Tulsa in their bracket.
Yeah.
Not one. Out of 59. Less than 19.
I'm going to give you some good news. Your game has been announced. It's in the Friday afternoon games. So you are the last game in Spokane. So you're the late, late game in Spokane. You have Doug Gottlieb on your broadcast. Have fun.
I don't know I'm not sure if that's really exciting for me or not.
Syracuse plays the first game in St. Louis. And we don't have Doug Gottlieb on our broadcast, which makes me very excited. We have Brian Anderson, Steve Smith, and Dana Jacobson. It's been announced.
Have they announced it already?
They have.
Is it on awfulannouncing.com?
It is on NCAA.com/news. I will send you this. I will actually post it to our Seth and Sean Sports Radio show.
Okay, to finish up. Oh, here it is. All the Tuesday, Friday tip times and announcement teams are on this. So I guess it brings up the obvious question. Who do you have in your national championship game?
Well, who you got?
Kansas over A&M, Michigan State over West Virginia, Michigan State over Kansas.
I'm sorry, you have Michigan what?
Michigan State over West Virginia, Kansas over A&M, and Michigan State over Kansas in the final.
Okay, Michigan State over Kansas. Well, I have Michigan State over Kansas because I said that for the last 3 weeks, that Michigan State's going to win this tournament.
Yeah.
I still believe it, to be true. Be fair, I have said that for the last month. So I have Michigan State over North Carolina, Kansas over at A&M, and then Michigan State over Kansas. And we'll see how that works itself out.
What are your thoughts on, we talk about, the big controversy is going to be Monmouth, who did, while not having some not-so-great losses, beat, you ask the small teams to play these big names. They go on the road, they beat UCLA, they beat Georgetown, they beat a bunch of other teams, that tournament teams. They lose in the final to a very good Iowa team.
you know,
they got screwed.
Is that what you think?
They got screwed. Absolutely, they got screwed. Look, the game. Yeah, they got screwed. But their BPI. You say they played all these great teams. They went 2-2 versus the BPI top 50. And their BPI ranking, they're ranking 86th. So, yeah, they played a couple of good teams. But the rest of their schedule sucked.
But here's the problem. Here's the question.
St. Mary's, St. Mary's, who also got screwed.
Agreed.
Went 2-2. But their BPI was 31. So if you want to complain about somebody, complain about St. Mary's. Don't complain about Monmouth.
Understood, but here's my question. It's hard enough for these small teams to get the big games. You know that.
Yep.
They have to go on the road. They're never going to get 1-for-1. And if you go out on the road and you beat good teams,
yep.
You know, you beat teams that are, you know, I'm looking at who they beat. They beat UCLA. They beat USC. They beat Notre Dame. They beat Georgetown.
Okay.
I mean, again, the rest of their schedule is relatively mediocre. You know,
But Georgetown's not a great game.
And UCLA turned out to be not a great game. So now I'm curious. I want to see Tulsa's. Also, who ended up, I think, third in their conference, if I'm not. They're in the WAC. No, I don't even know who. We know where Tulsa is at this point.
I got Tulsa's schedule. It's right here. So they played South Florida. They're in the American Coast Conference. They're in the old Big East. So they played number 9 Wichita State. They played 17 SMU. They played 22 Cincinnati. They played Connecticut. They played SMU again. I mean, they played all these games twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they play in a better conference.
Okay.
They beat Wichita State.
Okay.
They beat Oklahoma State. Not a great win. They beat Iona. I mean, I'm looking for – they played Oregon State. They lost, but they played them. They beat Connecticut. At Connecticut. No, at home. Sorry.
They lost to Cincinnati.
They beat SMU. At SMU. 82-77 in February. They lost to Connecticut. They beat Cincinnati.
But these are all conference games.
They beat Temple.
And they lost.
Yeah, they're all conference games. I get it.
And they lost
the tournament
by 22 points.
Look, I'm not disputing the fact that they probably should not have been in. But you're putting Monmouth in. Monmouth didn't play the caliber that Tulsa did, conference or otherwise.
Then why don't we just admit that there is never going to be a chance, realistically, for a small conference team to get in as an at large?
That's not true because it happened this year. It just didn't happen to them.
No, what I'm saying.
Kick away Tulsa.
Who are you looking at this year that this happened?
Hold on, let me get this.
Yeah, look at.
Well, Wichita State didn't win theirs, right?
Wichita State has the best backcourt in the country, and they were missing.
No. You can't. But you can't say that because the best player in the country didn't make the tournament either.
I also don't consider Wichita State that small of a conference
What do you define as a small conference team? So now you're getting into what's a small conference team, and you just said, okay, they have the best backcourt in the country. Great. The best player in the country didn't make the tournament.
No, he wasn't really the best player. He was less talented. Wasn't the best player. But
the second best player in the country. The third top five player in the country didn't make it.
When you're talking, look, there's three tiers. There's the big conferences, there's the middle tier conferences, and there's the small conferences.
Okay.
What this is saying, you're going to have mid-tiers. And look, St. Mary's is a mid-tier conference. They've had Gonzaga forever. St. Mary's has made some nice runs in the tournament.
they went 27-5, 27-6, something
yep.
like that. You know, didn't get in.
Yep.
That conference is still a step above. They have
so,
potentially the best argument.
But I don't think when they started this and they said the small team, the small conferences, they didn't divide them up into three. They divided them up into two. You have your power conferences, and then you have your small conferences. You're making a third tier, and I don't think the NCAA does that. And if they don't do that, let's assume they don't do that, right? They have your haves and your have-nots. And ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to talk about NFL free agency then. I don't think we're going to have time. We'll push it to next week. It's not going to really change matters. I just wanted everybody to know that. If you want to call in the last 10 minutes, 760-283-0846, 760-283-0846. We're going to talk NCAA probably for the rest. At the same time, Seth, I don't think, getting back to what I was saying, I don't think you're going to have you delineated into three, and I don't think the NCAA does that. So let's assume that they don't do that. They only put it into two. You have your haves and your have-nots. Can you make the case that the have-nots got their day in court this year?
Depends.
I think you might.
It depends what you consider an have-not. And the American Conference is not really a have-not because you have five teams.
No, I agree. I think your have-nots are anybody but the top five, the American Conference, and the Big East. Everybody else is a have-not.
So you consider the Atlantic 10 a have-not? If
with Xavier. Okay, put the Atlantic 10. So you got, what, eight conferences now? Or nine?
Coming through. American East, no. American, yes. Atlantic 10, yes. ACC, yes. We'll just do the ones that are yes. Three.
No, I think
eight,
you
12.
Should just go through the team, Seth, and see how many there are that are not in those nine conferences or eight conferences. I mean,
okay.
Let's see.
So
Austin T got an automatic, right? So they don't count.
Forget the automatics. Just
right. So Connecticut got an at-large. They don't count. South Dakota State got a automatic. They don't count. Hawaii, automatic. Vanderbilt, Wichita State. Wichita State, in my definition, is a small conference team. Yes?
I didn't hear what you said. Sorry.
Wichita State, using my definition of the haves and have-nots,
yes,
is a small conference team.
Using your definition, yes.
Okay. Holy Cross or Southern? Do they both win their conferences? I think they both do.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Cincinnati, no. Baylor, no. Yale, no. UNC won their – Northern Iowa, win their conference?
Yes.
I don't think – did? Okay. Wisconsin-Green Bay did. VCU did not.
VCU's in the Atlantic 10.
Okay. Oh, so we count them as a big conference. Okay. Fresno State's in the WAC. Yes?
They won the conference. San Diego State didn't make it.
Okay, Gonzaga, small conference. Iona won their conference. Arkansas Little Rock won their conference. Hampton won their conference. Weber State won their conference. F. Austin won their conference. Tulsa is in the Big Ten. Big whatever. Chattanooga won their conference. Yeah, you got two, maybe.
Who's the second?
Two. Well, FGCU won their conference and Fairleigh Dickinson won their conference, both of them?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, then one.
Yeah.
Then you got one.
Yeah. And the one you have has been one of the most consistently best teams in the last couple of years. So
agreed.
Pretty much what we're saying is no small conference is ever going to really get that large bid.
Okay.
That's what we're saying. You know, call it what it is. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying it is.
Well, I'm asking you, do you think it's right or wrong?
Well, I think it's wrong. If I'm going to actually make a show better, then yeah. I'm sorry, I'd rather see a 27-win St. Mary's team than a 19-13 Syracuse team. I'm sorry. That's eighth in the good. And I'm just pulling
Syracuse.
Why are
you sorry about that? That's what you believe.
No, I'm pulling Syracuse at it, as opposed to anyone else.
That's fine. Look, you're talking to a guy that thought that Syracuse wasn't going to make it and didn't deserve it. So for you to tell me that they don't deserve it, you're talking to a guy that said that they don't deserve it. Am I happy they're in?
I don't
I'm ecstatic they're in. But
I don't
you know what?
Vanderbilt belongs in. to me, I'd rather have those last two or three games go to a 28-4 Akron, a 26-7 Akron team that lost by 3 points in a conference championship than a team that had the chance to prove over and over again. Again, that's my opinion.
But, Seth, then you have to change the criteria, and they don't do that, right?
Here's the question that is asked over and over and over again. Is the criteria the at-large? Is it the 34 most deserving teams, or is it the 34 best teams?
Well, I think
that's
the 34 best teams, because I think they use the RPI or the BPI as a standard. And if you're going to use that, then you're going to get the best teams, not necessarily the most deserving. Because if you have a team like Monmouth with an RPI of 80, and you have a team like Vanderbilt that had an RPI of 42, your answer is clear if you're using RPI as the tool.
Again, I'm not saying what I think it should be. I'm not saying what it is. I'm just saying.
Agreed.
I think it should be the most deserving teams.
They need to change the criteria. That's because. But then you get into a scenario where Monmouth doesn't play anybody out of conference. Their BPI is 100. They go 29-2 and lose in their finals, and you make the same claim, don't you?
Yeah, at 29-2, in my mind, if you go 29-2 in playing college, you deserve the right to be in an NCAA tournament.
Okay, even if you play nobody that has over 100 RPI.
At 29-2, I'd probably feel pretty comfortable about that.
Okay, that's fair.
You know,
all
again,
right.
I'm not saying at 21-10, I'm not saying 26-7, but if you have a record at that magnitude, yeah, I think they do.
Okay. Well, I seem to recall when we were kids, UAB got in a lot at like those extraordinary 26-7 records. And that was before all this RPI and BPI and everything else. It was based on the team. But you know what? That's just what it is. We got 2 minutes left to go on this show. So to everybody that did Cycle for Survivor, congratulations. Well done. You do good work. Props to everybody there. Go SU. I'll say go Maryland as well. And I hope next Monday we have good tidings for both teams, although I can't see it from Syracuse's point of view at all.
Well, what may be happening is we may be hosting the show during the Maryland. Yeah, that may mean the game may be pushed back just a little bit. Or the, excuse me, not the game, the TV show, the radio show. We'll see. All right.
We'll see.
LSU stating that they refuse to participate in any postseason competition. I haven't seen a rationale for it yet.
Because Ben Simmons would not be legit. Anyway, for Seth Kamens, this is Sean Palmer, Seth and Sean Sports Radio, and we'll talk to you next week. See you guys.
Have a good one, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Okay.